After fallout from yesterday's review of the Closing the Gap strategy, experts are calling for greater consultation from governments over Indigenous affairs. The Closing the Gap Steering Committee said the 25-year plan was effectively abandoned after only 5 years, and its goals have not been backed up with proper funding commitments. It recommends negotiation of the plans with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health leaders, national leadership and accountability, and implementation and fully funding a national health plan for Indigenous people. Vice President of the Public Health Association of Australia, Carmen Parter, says governments need to engage with communities to meet the targets for the Closing the Gap strategy.
It's actually 10 years since the Close the Gap Statement number 10 was signed, and governments have actually, you know, had a major policy agenda around the types of things that need to be undertaken, and in that they set 7 targets to achieve those things. And sadly, 10 years on, we still have seen the improvements that we really need to see in community. And currently, the current policy environment is actually neglecting to engage with and co-design and consult with community around, you know, addressing some of the issues that's actually happening and fundamental to anything that needs to be done. You know, governments really need to be true about working in partnership with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities to address the complexities that we experience in communities locally around access to hospital, access to programs to help with chronic disease, to sort of address those problems around life expectancy.
In 2008, the Rudd government announced its plan to address the disadvantage faced by Indigenous people. It consisted of 7 points designed to lift the rates of education, employment and health for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders within 5 years to a generation. The federal government would take a leadership role in collaboration with the states to improve the situation through a series of partnership agreements. After 10 years, the situation hasn't improved that much. Last year's report found only one of the targets was on track. Carmen Parter says it hasn't helped that funding for health services has been cut over the past few years.
Funding, you know, in the last few years have been withdrawn from a lot of programs, and so what's actually happening is that services that were out there have had to go through a whole process of reapplying. And in some cases, some of our Aboriginal community control health services have lost a significant amount of funding that has impacted on their ability to provide, you know, those services to address some of the chronic disease issues and that are in our communities. And it's very difficult to be able to continue those services where the funding has not been made available. And it's critical that in this space, governments really have to be serious in terms of reinvesting in local initiatives and local communities.
Ms. Parter says without funding certainty for community health services, Indigenous patients face greater problems in the health system.
It just means that they get sicker. They go to hospitals with multiple problems, multiple issues. And so it means that the cost to the health system rises because the issues around, you know, addressing diabetes or cardiovascular disease, you know, people with heart attacks aren't being properly managed in at the local level by primary healthcare services like our Aboriginal Community Control Health Services or like our primary healthcare networks. You know, it's about really picking up on the problem immediately and preventing them before they actually go to hospital. And if they go to hospital, that's a cost to the health system, which is what governments don't like to hear. And so it's really about reorganising how we actually use that funding more effectively to get the successes that you actually need.
Calls for targets on reducing the number of Indigenous people in jails have been coming for years. President of the Law Society of New South Wales, Doug Humphreys, says now is the time to include them in any plan going forward.
There has been a and abandonment of targets. And that's why we're calling for the inclusion of justice targets into any absolute response. Because unless we address the underlying causes of incarceration and try and stop people being incarcerated, then we're not going anywhere. It should not be a rite of passage for a young Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander male to get acquainted with their extended male family by doing a term in prison.
Both Ms. Parter and Mr. Humphreys say input from Indigenous people is crucial for the success of future programs.
Look, it's fundamental, and the evidence does in fact suggest that if you do this in collaboration with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, you can feel confident that the initiative will actually work.
We can't solve Aboriginal problems ourselves. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander problems have got to be solved in conjunction with the communities. It costs around about $120,000 a year to lock somebody up in jail. We can actually employ community workers for far less than that, and in fact we can get a better result because we can get better outcomes for not only the offender, but also their families and their extended families in the community.
President of the New South Wales Law Society, Doug Humphreys, ending that story.